Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 96. I'm Christy, your host, and I wanted to talk about something that I was listening to this morning, and I had a different understanding of the word suffering in the past. In the past, I thought suffering meant like suffering and pain of a physical ailment. Like, I didn't really think of it in terms of suffering emotionally or like mentally necessarily. I more thought of it like, oh, he broke his leg and he's suffering because he's in so much pain. Anyway, suffering emotionally is, you know, the equivalent of depression, anxiety, worrying about things, stressing out about things, like just the constant perpetual existence of human beings is suffering. And that is the underlying belief of Buddhism, is that humans live in existence of suffering and trying to figure out a way of not suffering anymore. So I was listening to Sadhguru on a podcast. He was saying that the space between yourself and what actually is, and the space between yourself and your body, is where suffering lies. And when I thought about it, I understand it, because I understand that it takes a level of acceptance of what is to not resist what is, in order to just be and be human. It's that space where all of our peace and all of the freedom and the soul's purpose is. Because when he's saying the space between you and what actually is, the you he's referring to is your soul. What actually is everything external, outside of ourselves. The whole concept is kind of abstract, but I have an understanding of it because I've been so diligent about studying, you know, the different ways of tapping into my spiritual side, tapping into, you know, building myself up, strengthening myself like a muscle, strengthening my mind as well as my body by working out, trying to stay healthy with what I eat. And all of these things in conjunction with each other are lifting me in a really, really amazing way. And it's not something I even could understand until I physically started going through the process and the exercises of doing all of the work to make it work for me. I think the first step is just becoming self-aware. That's where all of the magic lies. When you can look at yourself as a perfect, pure existence, and you can understand that the feelings that you have are not you. The feelings that you have are chemical reactions in your body that happen because we're human beings and because, you know, we are animals built for survival. That's why we've evolved for all of these years, is because, you know, we have instincts, natural instincts, like fight or flight, like run away from the things that we fear. And, you know, we have the most amazing capabilities once we can just educate ourselves and become aware of where our pitfalls lie, just as, you know, being human. If we can differentiate, you know, a feeling from the direction that we want to go in life, that's a huge, huge advantage that we have over so many other people. Like, just coming back to the idea of not letting your feelings control you, the mastery of your emotions is, first of all, I think it's just an endless journey. Like, we are all human beings and we're all going to have feelings, which either, you know, to an extent they drive us or they propel us away from our goals. I don't know, not many people I think have goals, especially as we get older. Our dreams and the things that we want in life become, you know, they get pushed to the back burner because of all of the responsibilities that we have, or because we have a million excuses and a million things and reasons as to why we shouldn't. You know, and even that idea, because I feel like that's such a common thing, like for people to not really even acknowledge that they have dreams at a certain age anymore, or that they have aspirations, because it's easier to ignore them and just to drive ahead. But that's like a surefire way of getting into a position where you feel depressed or where you feel unfulfilled in life. And it's called a midlife crisis. I'm the perfect age and the perfect, I just feel like so many people probably around my age or my age feel these things like, shit, I had all of these goals that I met, even though it might not be perfect. Like, I have the house, I have the kids, I have the husband, I have whatever. And I still feel empty. I don't really know what my direction is anymore. I think a lot of people probably feel that as they get into their 30s, 40s, 50s. And the whole thing is, when we're younger, we have guardrails, right? We have to go through school. We have to graduate from 8th grade. We have to graduate from high school. Then we have to graduate from college. So we have these benchmarks that we need to meet. And even though we feel pushed or, you know, forced in certain ways of meeting these benchmarks, it's good for us because we're constantly striving for something. Whereas in adulthood, there's nothing but ourselves really propelling us forward. And that's really where the danger lies, because naturally we want to be comfortable. We want to be lazy. We don't want to push ourselves too much. We have a million things going on. We're raising other human beings. We have children. We have responsibilities and bills and all of this stuff happening around us. And in the meantime, we're supposed to also think about ourselves. Like, how does that even come into play? I'm 100,000% empathetic and compassionate to the people that feel that way, because I've been there. I was there. I was that. I didn't feel like I had options. I felt stuck. And because I lost my job, because I was forced to look at myself in a raw, hard, really painful way, in a situation that I wouldn't have wished upon myself. But in retrospect, I'm so happy that it happened to me, because it forced me in the most vulnerable way. It forced me to look at myself and look at who I am as a human being, and to figure out what the hell I thought was important for me in life. And not everybody gets that opportunity. And I was, you know, in my late 30s when that happened. And it took me a while to shovel myself out of the shit that I had put all over myself over the years. All of the beliefs, all of the judgments, all of the superficial BS that I convinced myself was important. Once I could strip all of that away, and it took years, It did not happen overnight, and it took years of self-reflection and work and times that I've been brought to my knees by just shame and emotion and some regret. A lot of, difficult situations that I was willing to face and look in the eye and look at myself in the mirror, literally, and just say to myself, like, I don't like this person and I want to become a different person. It was those moments where I was able to break off the hard exterior that I had built up for so long and just to be okay with myself. And then eventually start building myself up to a level that I started liking myself. And then noticing the little expressions that I would make or the feelings that I would have and letting go of those like negative triggers. And then starting to love myself. So it's all been this like unfolding of a process for me. It's not something that happens overnight. Loving yourself sounds so cheesy and cliche, but it is the key to fulfillment. It is the key to knowing that you're okay no matter what your circumstances and that everything is temporary. There's so much to us as humans that go untapped that I feel passionate just about sharing my journey because it's opened me up to a new life. It's opened me up to a new way of looking at people and situations and the way life flows and the way things happen. And it's just all so amazing to me. I want everybody to get on the journey of their own process of figuring out what it is that's hurt you, what it is that you can let go of, what it is that burdens you, and working your way at chipping away the pain that you carry and the shame that you carry around with you. You deserve it. And if you don't feel like you deserve it, the people around you deserve it because I guarantee that the people around you are being affected by the pain that you carry around from the past. So I hope you guys resonated with some of what I was talking about. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you next week. For any new listeners, you can go to www.stylereform.fashion and put in code POD to get 20% off. Have a good day, guys.